Welcome to Let Me Say This. It's your girl D.
This your girl Dazzy.
This your girl Shay. You can find us on IG at @letmesaythis.
If y'all want to email us, y'all can email us at letmesaythis1@gmail.com.
So y'all go ahead and like and subscribe and follow us.
Because we got that action. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Wagwan.
There she go.
There she go, right?
Little what? Chat over there.
A little chat.
Ooh, petty.
Wow. How y'all feeling?
Good. Where the 70 at? Happening? I'm waiting for the 70.
Yeah, 70 degrees.
I'm running up. I'm running up on it because I just need to feel the
you
sun
just
on my face.
Just want to get naked.
A little bit.
I miss the sunshine. It was breezy as fuck yesterday, but my ass was outside enjoying the fuck out the sun. I miss the summer.
Yes.
I feel like it's been cold forever.
But it really wasn't cold, though, either.
It really wasn't cold.
It's just cold, not good
nigga.
Weather.
It's cold. Shit.
She said it's cold now.
I remember bundling up.
Under 50.
I had the big coat on, but the hat and the scarf and the gloves.
You did, yeah.
At one point.
I'm just glad
like
I ain't
going to school in the morning.
But I feel like I haven't had like a tank top
standing
and shorts
at the bus stop like this
in a long. You stupid.
Got the skull right around your fucking eyes.
For real. That be me. I don't play.
Man.
I'm a summer baby too.
My ass is been cold. Suffocated. Don't feel
right. Just, I know about that. God damn it.
I just feel like I haven't like seen the sun. Like I haven't felt the sun on my skin in a long
seen
time.
It, the sun.
And I'm over it.
I don't feel like
I saw the sun.
I'm over it.
Yeah, I'm just glad
it
I snow.
My eyes, I saw
the sun. So we out of here. We out of here for
that
the snow.
That would have stressed me out. I can't stand the
would
snow.
Would have stressed you out.
That's like one of the worst.
You don't understand.
Tripping.
Yes.
Bitch, no.
What?
I don't have time for no fucking blizzard. I got too much shit to do. Fucking blizzard.
Sliding.
Just sit down for a little while. That's
all. I can't afford to sit down. So no blizzard. That would have ruined my life.
It would have been love because I got paid. I would have got paid to stay home.
I mean, that's but still, doesn't matter. I still got shit to do.
They probably would have made
it ain't
me
just
stay.
The job situation. Fuck them.
Like, you need a room? Work at your room.
I'm going home.
Right?
The fuck?
They be trying to put somebody up. Nah, bitch, because I'm not coming to work the next 5 days.
The fuck?
When the snow melts
and
I can see the
concrete. I can't get through. The same. The trains ain't running. The bus, no, it ain't. I ain't seen one in 5 days.
And ain't nobody about the fuck they call up trying to drive to this bitch. No.
I was trying to be out in the background of Five Pit, like at the ski resort.
Oh my god!
To the goddamn ski resort. Don't be trying to wish no blizzard upon us because you want to sit around the fire.
That would be tight, though.
Yeah, what a good
thing. The house just flipped up with the snow and shit.
I'm
that
just
is some fly shit. Bitch, get in a bathing suit, too. You out. Take a picture. That's an IG pic
shit.
For that. Yeah.
I can never.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get a hot tub in the back, too. Why not?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Yeah. That's some hot shit right there.
Yeah, that
but I still don't want that snow.
Right? I'm about to say
that. Yeah, I still don't want that snow.
I'll be the Grinch then because I'm taking the snow in. Any way, shape, or form, y'all can have that.
Ooh,
that's my least favorite.
We get it anyway.
We had it before, and it just soured my mood.
Oof. Stress.
Stress.
It only soured my mood because I had to be at work any goddamn
way. Oh, no, fuck that. I understand essential personnel, but
yes.
Fuck that. No, not doing it. Find somebody else.
I don't like being essential personnel. That shit blows.
You're not
my
a
life.
Team player. Motherfucking right.
Hey, fuck you and this team, goddammit. Shit,
goddammit. Listen.
How the fuck did y'all week go, though? Do y'all remember that shit? Y'all never remember.
I remember my week.
I remember my week, but as I said last week, we're not going to talk about that.
Oh. So. We still going to go ahead and
we
keep
still,
it pushing on
that. That. You know?
Okay.
Was decent. I was cooling
with your crew.
I was cooling with the crew.
I don't know that's right.
At work, not doing the goddamn thing.
Shh,
don't tell nobody.
Shit.
Yeah, no.
Look, they ride past. They see.
I know, right?
Right on the motherfucking corner, laughing. What's so funny? What's so funny?
Church was nice. Church was fun.
Oh, that's why.
The Hallelujah Jesus.
The Hallelujah all Jesus.
Right. Wow. It was nice. My God. I sang to the high heavens.
Oh, you heard that, low? I love it. She's trying to get over there to them altos.
Shoot, sure enough. I was over there joy like, oh my God, are we still going up?
That's on the tail. Motherfucking choir director.
Yes. Still right. Fingers. By this time, you squealing and shit. God damn, why he playing with us?
Wait, never lie. Some bullshit. You're like, God damn it, let me get this horse. Let me get some tea or something. Mm-hmm. Jeez. I had my tea on deck, though, I ain't gonna lie. Because I already knew.
Especially in the black church. Okay. The way they like to bring that shit back.
I didn't even know that that Fred Hammond, They That Wait on the Lord, can go that high.
Oh my God. That's bizarre.
Yes.
Okay, praise. Okay.
That's the song.
Oh man.
I'm telling you.
I'm gonna mess with Fred Hammond.
I'm like, okay, hold on, what?
Mama?
Who? Hold on. Can we? Okay, I'm tired. I'm just going to hold on right here. Mm-mm-mm. And I had a mic, too, so I'm like this.
I see. You're
right.
Get this bitch out the front.
It's too late. She can't pass it. You can't pass it now you're in the song.
No. I was on. I had to be on it. After. I had to be on it. Yeah. I had to be on it. I was over there, too. I was partying like I don't know what. Then we started singing Gerald's song. Gerald. Any Day Now. Mm-hmm. Girl. Okay. That joint shot bomb, though. I ain't gonna lie. He did that.
Yes. Both of them. His CDs.
Yes, yes, yes.
That first joint was lit down.
I think I got the one of the first signed copies because he came to the church when he first came out.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Then again, Gerald Scott, everybody.
Came to the church. He's a member of the church. So yeah. We brought him up in this good church. Him, mama, them aunties and them. They deep. Anyway. Well, how was your week?
I was about to ask the same thing.
Desi Bell.
Yes, you.
I was being old and shit.
Not old and shit. Let me tell you.
Elaborate.
Your foo-foo shit?
No, not yet. Okay. I'm going to get it, though. I'm finna get it. But no, I fucking... Dominic's birthday was Saturday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, boo. I'm sorry, I'm eating. Happy birthday, boo.
Yes,
so... When the party?
Bitch, listen. Okay, we were supposed to go out. He was supposed to go out, but it was some things got rearranged. Situations got a little hasty. You hear me?
I get it.
you know, time started winding down. We still weren't sure if we was going.
Between,
you know, and goddamn, I said, listen, if 8 o'clock come.
Listen,
somebody
said that in 2020. Start the parties at 8.
Come on.
At 11 o'clock, I'm ready for bed.
Okay, so I can't.
I ain't got time for that.
That's why I'm like, if I'm not dressed or getting ready by that time, then I can't start. I can't jump in the shower at 8. Like, I'm like, oh, my God.
She's young, though.
I know. That's why I was like, she.
And I'm like,
that's what she's saying. Texting me at 11 and shit. You ready? Talking about she at the MGM. I said, turn up.
Yes.
Okay. At the bazaar. Yeah.
I'll let you later play.
Then she hit me at 4 in the morning. By this time, she was done. Yeah, I was her drunk text.
You know what?
She was done, and she texted me saying she was at the owl. So.
That's what you had fun, boo.
Yes, that's what I said. I said, well, I'm glad you got to enjoy your B-day. Like,
what
was
you turning up with?
Yes, with Will.
Oh,
all right. Mm-hmm, with Big Bruh. My little bruh. Her Big Bruh. Mm-hmm.
Oh, he gonna do you right.
Yeah, he was out there with the play. Yes, he got they got it in.
Right.
But I went and I went about that party this time. We gotta find a day party or a brunch or something. You know what I'm saying?
Something is more my speed.
I said, damn, sorry, dog.
I need a month's preparation for some shit like that.
Yeah.
You gotta give me some advance ahead.
Yeah, she was capping out at 4 a.m. I'm like, good God, you a beast.
I'd have been dead.
Let me know ahead of time. All right, we going out
in somebody's at 11.
We wait going out for y'all to be 11. Done. At least you can get a nap in the back of the time you going out.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even do that. So, yeah.
But that waiting period, not knowing what time you gonna go.
Exactly. I was like, damn, nah, I can't, Domo. I'm sorry.
After it get too dark, I'm standing in the goddamn house.
Too dark. Too bad. When
the street lights come on,
she's all seeing them bitches twinkling. She see them bitches flickering.
7 o'clock.
What the hell? And time just went up. She's still, yeah, it's gonna be real. Yes.
If I ain't out there already, okay. I'm standing in the house. I'm gonna look at us and be like, you wait.
Don't said, that's like the that. Sign of the times, don't child. No look, bitties, we know we ain't nothing.
Old biddies.
Old biddies.
This ain't that we going out every Friday type shit, no.
Oh no, yeah, see, no. But that was never my life, no way.
Oh,
child. That was for a short period of time.
A little bit.
I'm about to say, I was a married woman. I wasn't coming out the house like y'all back in them days. I did the shit in reverse road.
Reverse road.
I did it wrong. I wasted my younger years.
That's all right. It's all right.
You just
everybody got their own time and
naked
goddamn
the
it.
Whole time. Just naked.
Just naked.
Just naked.
What? I missed that part. Wow.
Taking trips, just wearing thong bikinis and shit. Just cause, bitch, you don't know me.
Yes, sugar.
Yeah, show your ass. Mm-hmm. Yep, show your tattoos.
Show your ass and your tattoos.
All right.
Yes. Oh my God.
Wow.
Right, so we talked about our week. What's about this week in
and bullshit.
Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
These motherfuckers is crazy. So, motherfucker, the baby.
Shout out to the baby.
What's up, boo?
The baby.
You know what I'm saying? Looking forward to seeing you soon. The baby slapped a woman, y'all. Because she hit him with her phone. So, he just recently put out an apology. You know what I'm saying? Because he said he ain't know. He ain't know. He ain't know. He just pop, pop, pop.
You know what the woman thought was a man?
You know,
I'm not a fan of the apology culture. Everybody saying sorry. Like, mind your fucking business. Everything don't have to be publicly correct. Yeah. And worry about yourself.
Send her a gift.
He hit the bitch because she threw a phone. Granted, he didn't know it was a woman, but still, like, bitch, you shouldn't be throwing shit.
Yeah.
Well, I'm apologize because you did some shit you weren't supposed to do and got.
That's right.
Say sorry for what?
Then on top of that, I was thinking about it. I'm like, well, shit, ain't we about tired of the whole thing of, oh, bitches can hit niggas and men can't? Because yes, even if she did it on purpose.
I ain't never know that was a thing.
Was it? Right?
I never knew that was a thing.
My nigga about the, my kids, I got two boys. Okay, and if your daughter feel like she can knuck and she can buck, then she can get slapped out.
Violence is violence. Sick of that shit. Anybody can get it.
Yes. Yeah. But, oh my God.
From the babies all the way up to the, what you call it, the elders. Everybody. Okay. Nobody is exempt.
Can catch these his ass.
Nobody.
Be quick to be like, beat that bitch with a bat.
Because don't do that. Don't put your hands on me and think you're not about to catch these ass. That's not about to happen.
I don't know why they would feel as though they can get that close anyway. Bitch, back up.
Why did she throw the phone?
I don't think she threw it. Like, they just saying she hit him with it.
That's a fucking brick.
How, though?
She whacked the shit out of him.
Them all the boxes on them bitches. That shit that him. Knocked his ass out. You hear me? Oh,
she
my God.
She clubbed the shit out of him.
Out the circumstances behind this. Y'all listening and y'all got the backstory. Let me know. Because why are you... And then people, like, with that's celebrities, they get out of hand. Like, they just think they could do whatever and say whatever. And it's like, no. Because before the shit you see on TV, I'm still me.
Exactly. Bitch,
and
you
I will
your
fuck
hands,
you up. Like,
hands.
What's wrong with y'all?
And y'all know the baby about that.
Always been.
Okay. He been knocking niggas up. Listen. Yeah. In the Louis Vuitton store, was it?
Man.
Knocked that nigga on his ass. Man, with his pants hanging off his ass. I was like, oh my God. G, what? Who is this man knocking motherfuckers out?
Hey, sit his
it's
ass
real.
Down.
This shit is real. So just stop playing
and
with
leave
the baby.
Man alone too, for real. They always try to get this nigga caught up.
Caught up, yeah.
That's this boy.
He got enough cases. Leave him.
I don't even be seeing him do nothing or get into nothing. He's so for the
it
people.
It comes to him.
Reactive.
Yeah.
That's what
exactly.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Let him live.
Well, I'm going to see him, y'all, for the Roots concert. Man, oh, do that every year.
Oh, yeah.
Whoop, whoop. At the end of May and shit, right? And I'm just hoping don't nobody fuck with my mans because I don't got time for that shit in the crowd, okay?
You about to hop on stage and fuck him up with you.
Is it Howard?
No, it's in Philly.
Oh, that one. Okay.
Yeah. Girl, because some shit happened last year with 21 Savage. Oh. And the crowd got rowdy and crazy and shit. But so don't start no shit. I'm telling y'all now. You listening? If you're going,
you know these motherfuckers don't
sit your ass down. Act accordingly. Dance a little bit, sip a little bit.
That's the thing. People don't know how to sip.
That's the problem. They don't know how to sip. They chugging. See?
Sip a lot of bit. Yes. Well, shout out to you, the baby.
Yes, baby.
I say 2020, no more apologies. How about that?
How about that?
I'm over it.
If you meant what you meant, meant it. How about that?
Okay.
Is that a word or no?
Listen, we're going to be one of that. You meant what you meant, meant it.
Yeah.
Y'all heard that shit. The fuck?
Tired of this shit.
One more time. If you meant what you meant, meant it.
Meant it.
Oh my, oh my.
What the fuck?
What?
Oh my.
The fuck?
Oh my. Mm. Oh my. So I need to know something.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck is going on with this Mexican beer disease?
What
is it? The Mexican beer virus?
First of all,
what is going
don't
on?
Play with them.
Who the hell decided to name it after one of the best beers out here? I'm confused, even though I don't drink Corona. A little bit of lime, a little bit of grenadine. It ain't too bad.
Man,
but,
what?
Okay.
That's the way. It's perfect like that.
And then that margarita.
Yes. But I'm saying, what the fuck, though? Like, where the fuck this shit come from?
First of all, the shit been here.
I heard it's been here.
I don't understand why it's so prevalent right now. Because like,
they just wiped out a mass of them in China. But I mean,
that's not funny.
I kind of feel like it was purposely done. To
it's
be honest,
population control.
Probably, yeah, because they got that thing over there going on.
Yeah, but I hear that a lot.
All that
a lot
shit.
Of people saying
but
that.
Then my husband was like, he thinks that it's like experiments or vaccines that's gone bad and shit, and ended up making people sick. But I'm like, the fuck though, like.
I feel like majority of the diseases that are out now are man-made diseases.
Absolutely.
Like, I don't think nothing, I don't know. And then just the way people was living back in the day when all the shit started stirring up.
Girl.
Just gross.
Gross ain't
that. How many diseases
shit just been passed down from generation to generation
exactly.
to generation. Listen, I don't know.
I realized, though, it was that, you know, these pasty people tend to walk around with a lot of disease because you're nasty.
They are very disgusting.
Nasty.
They're one of the most nasty, like, people. Just their whole
the hygiene
culture
of
them.
Yeah.
It's just gross.
Yeah. You seen a little, like,
and they do a lot of
Viking
nasty
days.
Shit. And it's
y'all love
like,
Game of Thrones, but them motherfuckers is nasty.
Very unclean.
On the show, yeah.
Don't play with nobody on Game of Thrones.
I said,
first of all,
like this,
it doesn't matter.
That's your shit.
That's our show.
Don't play with them.
Kicked up some dust,
shaking them up. Oh,
no, for real. But no, like present, and it's like, you know, just thinking of the white people that I know, like. It's probably two of y'all that I would trust if you brought a plate to work. Like, the rest of y'all know. And then that's still me being like generous.
Nice, yeah.
Because I still halfway
pushing
like
it
I just
around a plate and shit. Keep smelling it and
I don't know what it is. They just do a lot of stuff and it's normal. It's commonplace and it's just like that shit is not okay.
It's not. Wash your nasty ass hands.
They
cover your
nose,
fucking
yes,
mouth.
Mom, don't cover their mouth.
Ooh, it'd be the funniest. You ever
them
roll up on one of them and you see them and they nose
ugh,
getting
stop.
Oh,
the handkerchief thing always been a thing for me. Like, how can you even use that?
Yes, keep
put it back and
keep
use it again.
It.
Like, that's disgusting.
That's gross.
That's so damn nasty.
That's fucking disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
This shit is terrible. No, I was in the damn store yesterday.
How we know the white people when the shit started in Asia?
Ah,
it's all
that's
right
because where did it come from originally?
But I look this shit. Look at this shit
but
they
who the
do
fuck
out
is
there.
Going over there
all the type of shit
nasty
that they
out
eat
too.
My homeboy showed me a fucking marketplace out there where they, you know, it was a food marketplace, and they had like skin cats and dogs and snakes
bats
and
shit.
All that sitting in its own blood, and it's just like y'all going and y'all purchasing this stuff to go home and eat raw. Y'all don't cook this shit. It's just fucking nasty.
But how do you eat? Anyway, I don't plan on going over that nasty ass, crowded ass, dilapidated ass country. Fuck it, I ain't
we
going.
Get a lot of shit from there, though.
I'm about to say.
We definitely
I
do.
I ain't visiting
city.
Shit.
the city.
The city. I ain't trying to go to the slums and barefoot dirt.
They go ground travel going over there. Any
kids running around.
Ain't nobody.
I mean, you can't do that shit presently. But when they clear up, because it's going to clear up.
Yeah, when it starts to get hot.
My ass going to be over there with the chinks. Excuse me if that's racist.
Oh.
Okay.
Them her cousins down the line.
Yeah, really. That's why I can say it. Like,
well, but yeah, nasty ass shit.
I'm going to be right over there with them.
Oh, well, like I was saying, the lady in the damn store. First off, before we even get to the register, we walking around the store. I'm in a little shoe department area. I ain't going to say what store it is. I ain't giving no free press. So I'm over there, and all of a sudden, this little girl wearing pants, coughing and shit. Mm. The lady in the next aisle sneezing and shit. I said, get the fuck out of here.
Ooh, surrounding you.
Man. You talking about somebody running about that joint so damn fast? I told my come on. I don't give a fuck what you buying. Whatever you got in your hand, what we gonna get? Get the hell out of the store. We gone. Let's go.
Bad. Because hearing anybody cough, sneeze, blow their nose, I'm just like,
breath.
Yes, like, oh my God.
That wasn't even the worst part. The lady at the register, I don't know if she was a manager or one of the other cashiers. She had the mask like around by her chin, but didn't have it covering her face.
You idiot.
But you see this bitch. If you look at her face, you can say, bitch, you either have a cold or a flu. Like, I don't know what the fuck you got, but you got something. She was completely stopped up. Her face had, she was brown skinned with a red tint. Mm-hmm. Around like her, what's the T-zone? Your T-zone area? All of this was red.
Inflamed, child.
Yeah. And then the bitch, she sniffed. I said, get
them diseases to
then
fuck.
She turned around and she had sniffed when she walked out by the other people. Then she turned around and walked back and coughed. I said, we got to get the
and
fuck up out of here.
You can hear that cold in their chest when they cough. That bitch in the bathroom the other day sound like the fucking lion on the Cadbury Bunny. I ain't never heard a cough like that in my whole life. I said, sis about to
she
die
had
over here.
Cough.
She had mad mucus.
Nah, that shit was worse than that.
Ooh.
It was so bad. And it was like the first sound. I'm like, what the fuck is that?
You didn't
know it. I think it was nobody coughing. Then she did it twice after. I was like, oh no.
She fought it
she
out
gotta
of
go.
Mouth.
I'm like, this whole bathroom need to be decontaminated because I don't know. That shit wasn't right.
Quarantine.
And then that's the thing too. Like, I understand because I rarely get sick, and if I do, it's like a one day, like severe kind of sickness where I can't move, and the next day I'm good. But you know how they say like incubation period and all this stuff. I could feel a sickness coming on, and I try to self-medicate, but not with. I try to do like herbal stuff, herbal remedies, and stuff like that, and it works, which is why it don't last like 7 days like normal people.
Absolutely,
but like I'm the bitch that will go to work. Y'all not about to stop my coins because y'all not trying to like. And it's like, you know, I've never given my sickness to anybody. It's like, it's usually just me. I'm feeling like crap and then we back at it. Yeah. That day when I feel like crap, do I stay the fuck home because I literally can't be getting out the bed. Like, but the next day, you know, you still look sick. I get the fuck up and I go to work. But it's like, if you coming to work and you touching shit, breathing on people, coughing on people, like,
your mouth,
I understand you gotta get your coin. And I was like, listen, if you got the corona, you gotta go to work. Do what you gotta do.
But at least take the
but it's like,
precaution.
Right, to not spread it to nobody. That's the thing.
Like, wear the mask.
But if you just coming and you just being gross, like, I don't like that. One of my coworkers had the pink eye.
Oh,
if you're listening, I'm putting your ass out there. But it was like at work just touching everything. And it's like it wasn't a period where it was like, oh, I just used this computer. Let me wipe it down. Nah. Then we use radios and shit. And this is like, I don't want to touch nothing or be around nothing. Like, stuff like that, I don't like. Like, if you know you sick and you still got to come get your bag, like, sit in the corner.
Yeah.
Keep
your
distance. That's what I'm saying. Like,
disinfect shit you touch. Bitch,
people just gross in
shit,
general.
You ain't find no hand sanitizers out here now.
You can't find
that
them.
Shit.
You gotta make your own.
Flew off the shelves.
You gotta make your own. It's gone.
It's gone.
It's all gone. And I'm mad because I am a repeat buyer of Lysol products. And for the simple fact to disinfect, like in my home, I use like lavender and peppermint oils and some little concoctions I make. Cause I don't like to use the hard stuff in my house. But like on my doorknobs, washing my car out, like stuff that freak people. Like in my home, it's limited amount of people coming in here touching shit. So I try to not be trying to kill us in here with all the fumes and shit. But outside,
the railing,
all that shit is getting clean. And I go in the store every 2 weeks because I run out every 2 weeks. To go buy my shit, and the shit is off the shelves. And I'm like, you motherfuckers. If y'all was being clean before,
then it wouldn't be this problem.
I would have a product but in store right now. But that's what I'm saying
is, like you said, it's very limited to people, right? You know who come in and out your house. Mm-hmm. And especially the ones that's about shutting themselves in now. Like, why the fuck do you need this Lysol and sanitizer and shit like that if you're in the
and
house?
Then they probably don't even know how to use it because they ain't been using it this whole time.
In the first place, yeah.
It is probably spraying on themselves.
Oh, and the masks too. They running out of these.
Oh, that shit is fucking
and that's because people, first of all, you're buying the wrong mask. I keep seeing y'all have these cloth masks on. Ain't protecting nobody from nothing. Those are the wrong masks, people.
Dumbass.
And then you wearing them when there's no need. Unless you yourself are sick, there's no need for you to have a fucking mask on.
Goddamn surgeons say they can't get surgery. They ain't got enough masks to do surgery and shit. They running out.
That's fucked up.
I said, that's crazy. Y'all might fucking lose a life fucking with y'all because y'all out here running scared. With the 100 pack of masks. Fuck, that's you need 100 packs of masks.
Yeah, I put a whole motherfucking hazmat suit on to do surgery. Seriously? The fuck? That's crazy.
That's the thing too. People panicking and just y'all ain't gotta do all that. The fucking CDC says wash your hands. If you sick,
don't touch your
stay
face.
Your fucking self until you get better.
That's it. That's all.
Like it's nothing more than that. And I feel like, what can you do? You gonna catch it or you not? So fucking relax.
Live, you guys.
And stop fucking buying all the Lysol because I need some more spray can and shit.
Okay.
What's up?
So, the topic of the week is, what is your toxic trait?
Child.
First, let me start by saying, toxic is such a toxic word. I hate it. I hate it because when you hear that word, you just automatically think bad. Uh-huh. Like, ruin your life bad is what I think when I hear toxic. But it's like, I guess for the purpose of this conversation we're about to have, it's the best. It's the best word I can find right now. But yeah, so what is your toxic trait? I wrote down a few.
All right. Speak.
I wrote down a few, but I'm going to let y'all go first.
Go ahead, Miss Shay. What's up?
All right, fine. I would say my toxic trait is possibly my attitude.
Your attitude?
Yes. Because I'm... A lot of people say that I'm snappy. Like, before you actually get a chance to finish your sentence, if I'm feeling some type of way, I'm already on your ass in 0.2 seconds. And that's in... The store, I could be at the restaurant, I'm anywhere. Like, if you fuck up my order and I'm trying to explain to you what I want.
She said she going back, bitch. I want all my sauce. Didn't I say
and I'm like,
this is not what I ordered. Yeah, I don't know. Take this shit back. I will send some shit back fast. My husband don't even order first. He just be like, let me make sure that your shit is right.
If they get that straight.
Because if we don't, and you send this shit back, I'm going to be mad. Especially if I start eating already.
No, for real.
Yeah, that happened the other day.
Because I'd be like, you know what? I don't want nothing.
Cheese wasn't melted. He sent that bitch back. When it came back, that motherfucking cheese was oozing off that bitch. I was like, damn, I should have sent that shit back. What the fuck? But then my shit was damn gone. I was like, fuck.
Yep. So, yep, I'll be like, you know what? I don't even want it. I don't want no more. And you'll be like, seriously?
I'm hesitant about that. Like, when I go to places where I'm being serviced, I don't like to bring my attitude. And I know I can't have one. I'll be assertive, but I try to do it beforehand. As opposed to me receiving service and then sending it back or ask for a refund. Because then they fuck your shit up on purpose, I feel like.
That's possible.
Don't spit on my shit. And then I think it's cheese and it's
oh.
Just because you just said that, but I always have that fear. Like, if I'm at the restaurant and the shit ain't right, Let me just order something else. Let me order something else, and then when I'm done, say, I didn't want this meal. Uh-huh. Take that back. Mm-hmm. That's how I do that. I'm not about to send it back. And
saying that. This
no,
is
I'm
going to
wait
till
the end of my meal. No, no. So you can come and fuck my shit up. No, 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 no.
Mm-mm. But I'm like that in the store. I'm like that everywhere. So I be getting fussed at a lot for that. And my road rage is bitch. I guess that adds to my attitude. Crazy I be ready. I be like, who this bitch didn't? Especially if I be like, okay, beep. And you push your motherfucker.
That's gonna be that low.
It don't. I don't lay on beep. The horn. I do the little beep, like the nice little courtesy beep. These motherfuckers will put their arm out the window and give you the whole finger. Like, fuck you. All and up. You know what?
That stands around to
it. It was a white bitch. I said, oh, you bitches is disrespectful. Guess what? I will run your motherfucking ass down, bitch. I think I scared the shit out of them.
Oh, Jesus.
And that be the thing, too. Like, they some tough motherfuckers behind that wheel.
They are.
Pull up beside their ass at the light. They can't even look.
They won't even look. They won't even
10-2 Eyes closed. Like they about to take a road test.
He said 10-2
Scary ass motherfuckers.
But yes.
Y'all got chill on the roads. Like, don't bring that over here. Please. And it's like, when I know I'm going to be irritated, like, I cannot drive during the hours of 4 and 7 p.m. I cannot take the afternoon rush hour. The morning rush hour, I don't mind. The afternoon rush hour, I can't do that shit.
It'd be the worst.
And it's like, I stay off the phone. If I got to go somewhere, somebody's taking me. I cannot be behind
you
the wheel.
You can't be the one.
Because I go crazy. Like, batshit crazy. Like, legit, like, like, crazy lady. Because people drive like idiots during that time. And I was like, what the fuck? And the fact that you just got to sit in the slow, I can't. No, I don't have the patience.
I have to be medicated. I'll just be like, I'm gonna just sit here and listen to my little music.
Get my,
with
that's
the bass.
What I
get my bop on and shit. Get my bop on.
Get my shit going.
Waiting and shit. But yeah, that's my thing. I'm really snappy, so my attitude is really, 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 really bad. And I'm up pretty decent for the most part. I try to hone it in because, you know, I want to keep my good job. So, to avoid saying or doing something stupid, because I've jumped out there quite a few times.
I have
that.
Be
playing with me.
Problem. I don't even say it's a problem. I guess, well, since I'm talking, I should get into mine. So, I got about, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 up here.
Oh, I'm mad at that.
So, I am dismissive. Very much so. If you want some shit that I feel like I don't have time for, and it's not serving me no purpose, like, I do not think twice about you. And my mother always be like, you can't just cut everybody off in the world. Why not? Yes, I can. And it's like, you know, and once I made my mind up, like, to just be done with you, like, there's no second chance. I don't have... Life is too short. I'm trying to do too much shit, and if you're not in line with that, like, get the fuck on.
Get the fuck on.
I don't even want to say this. That's how I know this is some real shit. Because it's just like cringy. I've been called intimidating. Mm-hmm. And I think that I would say that it's a toxic trait because of what it does to me. When people say that, it makes me want to like shrink myself. Mm-hmm. And like stay to myself. And I'm not, that's not the type of person I am. I'm like really loud and outgoing and personable, and I have a lot of personality, and it's like, but when people don't receive it the right way and they be like, oh, you know too much, you're too intimidating, then it's just like, you know, oh damn,
bring it, yeah,
like, and I don't like what it does to me. That's why I wrote that down.
They supposed, they think it's supposed to be some prissy girly girl.
I don't know what people think. Yeah. And it's like, you know, I have times where I've asked people, which is leading into this next toxic trait, when I've asked people, like, when you see me, like, what's the impression that you give? And it's like, more times than not, people have said that I'm aggressive. And it's like, I hate that word.
That's crazy. I'm assertive. I look at aggressive a whole nother way. Yeah, I
think
assertive.
And it's like, when I think aggressive, I think like mean and angry or like in your face. And it's like, I'm not even that type of person. I'm very assertive. I stand up for what I believe in. I'm very direct. But it's like aggressive, like that hurts me. When people say that, especially people that's close to me, when they say that, I just be like, you know, damn, I don't want to fuck with you. Then. But that's what you feel like.
So that's what you feel like.
That's what it is.
Like, oh, well,
coming
that
in.
So I'm gonna have a question. Now, what if they're not? What if they're confusing the two? Like, they're meaning to say that you're assertive, but don't know to say that it's assertive. And the word that comes to their mind is aggressive.
I can't read your mind to know that you're
aggressive. But some people don't know. But some people don't even know what assertive means.
Okay, well, that's not my issue to bear.
For her to pull out of them, she got
that's not my issue to bear. If you talk to me and you say aggressive, I'm going to assume that you mean aggressive. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if you further explain, well, no, you do this, that, and the other.
Well, then,
and
then you know.
It's explained to me like, oh, you mean I'm assertive? That's a different thing. Mm-hmm. But if you say aggressive and you roll it with aggressive, that's what I'm taking. And it's like, you know, my thing too, like, I could never be close with somebody or deal with somebody on a regular basis that is aggressive. Mm-hmm. So it's like when people call me that, it's like, well, what you fucking with me for then? If you think I'm so aggressive, like, what's up?
Right, why you?
Why we cool?
Why are you putting yourself through that?
That's what I'm saying. How can you deal with me if I'm so aggressive? Like, what's up? It's really what I be trying to say. Okay, another. I lack discipline. Out of all my years on this earth, I have never been disciplined. Not in the physical form. Fuck yeah. Mm-hmm. I wish I would have had it coming up. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like I would have been better off. But at the same time, I do like the way that my lack of discipline, for lack of a better word, has shaped my personality. Because I'm very free and open, understanding, and like, as opposed to if something was like strict.
This is how you do it.
Right. I don't know who I would be.
Me.
But I lack discipline, and it makes for problems in some areas of my life, but we're going to get into that as it progresses. This one right here. Y'all got to listen.
We listen.
So I am idealistic, but also logical, and it makes me indecisive.
Because they're battling.
Woo, child. That was deep, shorty.
This is more for like a romantic relationship kind of thing. Because it's like, you know, I have in my mind this vision of who I want to be in a relationship and who I think my partner is supposed to be. But then it's like, I understand the reality of shit. Mm-hmm. I understand who I really am. And I take you for what you bring to me. But it's like, if I feel like this is what I want and I know we can be better, but then it's like, but this is what we are. That shit right there, it puts up a roadblock every time. It's just like, you know, I got this idea from somewhere. Mm-hmm. So clearly, it's achievable. Because I wouldn't be having a dream in my mind if it wasn't.
See, you saying more in relationship, you feel like that. I feel like that in my, like, career and life. Like, I'd be like, what the fuck? Should I stay content and stick with what I'm doing?
I can translate it to that. I guess.
Be like, it's a battle, or go for what I want. Go for that shit. Like,
go for that shit.
Go for that shit.
But y'all, yeah, that was mine. I know I took up a lot of time.
Girl, bye. Okay. You was making us. You made me think. I love that. You know what I'm saying? When a bitch can make me, you know what I'm saying? Make other people think. You know what I'm saying? And reflect on your shit. Like, whoa, wait a minute. That was deep. Fuck. But yeah, mine is, I don't like to express my feelings. Okay, so usually I hold shit in, and then by the time I bring it to people, it's a big ass bammy. You hear me? And I got chill on that shit. Like, that shit is really, I don't like that I do that. But at the same time, like, I don't know. I just don't like to cause conflict, I guess. Mm-hmm. And so I be feeling like if shit good right now with the person, just leave it alone. Mm-hmm. But the whole time, it might be, it's an issue. And then say they start showing that problem or issue, or you know what I'm saying, characteristics of the problem again. Mm-hmm. Then I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah, I'm like, here they go again.
Right.
Here they go again.
Huh? I get that.
Like, and that be with, like you said, we're going to get into it with parts of our lives and shit. But yeah, but that shit be crazy. And then one of my other ones is that I'm inconsistent.
You think so?
I think so. I'm not consistent enough then. Like, okay. I need to be, I feel like, Like, my mind need to be on track constantly.
I guess once I hear where you're going with this.
Yeah, like.
Then I will understand what
like,
you
Like, I usually rev up, like, let's say a project that I want to do. All right. Mm-hmm. I'm revving up. I'm getting ready. I'm doing everything I need to do. Got shit in line, on paper, on my mind. I even got a few of them knocked out. Mm-hmm. I'm gassed up, right? Mm-hmm. But now I'm starting to lose gas.
I'm about to say, so the follow through.
Yeah, and then it comes to a pause at some point, or I lack up. You know what I'm saying? And I be feeling like, why do I not keep pushing ahead? Like, keep pushing ahead, bitch. You was pumping. Like, that's the part I'm saying. Like, I'm so inconsistent and stuff. But I'm gonna get that together.
That made me think of.
Look at it. Uh huh. Come on.
Shut up. I have word vomit.
Don't she? Listen,
yes.
I'm gonna let you get it
okay.
out.
I don't know what to say, when to say it, and how to say it. It just comes out. If I'm sitting and we could be having a conversation, my mind is going 1,000 miles per hour, and I'm thinking about everything the entire time.
Yeah,
but if it's something that is bothering me. They don't even have to be bothering me. If it's something, if I'm feeling some type of anything, if I'm thinking of something, it's got to come out. Because if it festers, then it might come out at the wrong time. But it's the, either way, it's always the wrong time when it come out. Because it don't come out right. It just.
Because it don't come out right. I believe that. And I feel like if I catch it early. Time,
it's like maybe
the way my delivery. Yeah.
Because I just spit it out. It'd be like. Fuck it. Tell
well, that's
why
I feel if
say
I say it quicker
it.
Or earlier, then my delivery will be better. For me, it's like that the longer does. I take, the worse the delivery gonna be when I say it. Like, oh God.
But that be the thing. I be done said it and it be bad, but then I be like, damn, maybe I could have said that a little differently.
Yeah.
But
you catch me early, I say it nicely.
Now, I am woman enough to apologize if I feel like if it came off wrong. I will admit. If I am wrong, however, I tend to give sugar. Well, I give shit with no sugar sometimes, and I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I'm the same way.
So yeah. I don't think that's probably one
that word bomb,
talking to a little bit about apologizing. But at the same time, it's not a lot of things that I honestly have to apologize for. Mm-mm. I don't feel like so, but when it is time. I remember one time, though, I did have to apologize. Hell yeah. I broke out apologizing to him, and he was like,
shock.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He was like, and it actually felt genuine. Like, you really was apologizing. I was like, oh. And that's when he brought it to my light that you don't never apologize for shit. And I'm like, oh,
really?
Nigga, what? Oh. But I mean, what do I have to apologize for?
Right?
Look, live unapologetically. Come on. Yeah,
So, with all that being said, how do these traits affect your relationships? So, I guess we can start with your marriage.
I'm blessed to have someone who would be like, I don't pay no fucking attention to your ass. That's what he tell me when I get to going. Because he know my word vomit. That, I can say this about this man. That he accepts a lot of my bullshit because I got some. And I give it to him straight, no chaser. Because I feel like if you can't, I guess, be completely transparent with who you're married to or in a relationship with, then there's no need.
No point. Yep.
Exactly. So I give it all. He knows me from the rooter to the tooter.
Hey, I'm
top
to
bottom. From top to bottom. And he will tell you, he'd be like, if I were to snap off, usually he like, what did they do? Cause I'm never the person that comes out first to do anything. I'm reactive. So he knows if I'm upset, somebody's done something in order to get me there. Because I'll sit and I'll let all that shit roll off my back, which I didn't used to do. That's why now I'm a lot calmer than what I was. Because I ran into somebody that was like, yeah, you back in the day was a little rough. Damn, just saying, I'm so proud of you. But yeah, he takes my shit. He really does, but he will call me on my shit. He won't call me on my shit immediately, But he'll say, like, you know, you doing a little too much.
Calm out, my nigga.
Yeah. Chill with that shit. You doing too much. Especially if I snap off at one of, like, the people that stole.
Yeah, ain't nobody got time for no commissary. You know what I'm saying? He ain't got time to be out here raising kids by himself. The fuck?
He does.
Right. Damn. Every time we go somewhere, this bitch gotta say something. Shit. Come on, get your ass out the school. Kicking you in your butt and shit out the door.
Nah, he did a little principal joint where he grabbed the back of your shirt.
All for some Twizzlers. Get your ass out this door.
But like, no, I told her the pack was open. She ain't want to listen to me. I want a new pack. What you mean?
You got a Twizzler in your hand right now.
Fuck that.
Look, she the one took the fucking pack. Twizzler in her hand.
He drinks hard as shit. That don't even taste right. They not fresh. Expiration day. You see the expiration date shit.
That's what you was checking, huh?
He be like, bring your ass on here. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It can be a good and a bad thing sometimes.
I think most of these can. It's like a... What you call it? Two sides of the same coin.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
good and bad with all of these. But yeah. I feel like more bad than good. Hey. I guess...
Some snappiness will cause an argument quick. That word bomb would cause an argument.
All of it will. Because bitch, watch how you talk to me. Before we have a problem.
Yeah, I be having to learn, like, wait, this a grown ass man. He ain't no boy, no child. This nigga like 6'4". He sit my ass down somewhere. Even though I will break his big ass down. He know.
Look at this. So, girl, please.
She fixed her glasses.
Anyway, two sides of the same coin.
Oh, anyway. That's what they don't see. The fuck?
Look now.
I don't know. I just got something short and sweet for my relationship. So I guess this comes in where... I like discipline because I usually just do what I want to do. And it's like not necessarily without regards to anybody else, but I don't know, like I just do what I want to do. And I usually have a tendency to make you see things my way. And I don't know if that can make me intimidating. Maybe that's where that comes from, but it's just like, you know, I have an agenda. This was about to happen. If you're not in agreement, I'm going to sway that ass until we're on the same page. And it's like, you know, I know sometimes that could be probably frustrating for the other person because it'd be like, damn, bitch, like, can I make a decision?
Ooh.
And it's just like, okay.
I guess.
But it's like, it's different where I feel like I'm in a position where I have to be the person in charge or where I'm in a relationship where... Like I said, I'm very idealistic where my man is supposed to be in charge. Because if you know what you're supposed to do, I have no problem letting you lead, letting you make the decisions for us as a whole and moving forward that way.
It's funny, my nigga.
That shit
just made me
find another truth. She giggling like shit, ain't she? I'm like, oh, did I say something funny?
Yeah, because that shit reminded me of something. Because I'm always in charge. Like, I got to be the boss. Like, I got to have my hands at everything. So I feel like if it's not, it's not going to go right.
Sometimes you probably need to sit the fuck down.
Y'all keep saying that shit. All right.
My relationship, well, obviously, like I said, bitch, I'm finna explode if I wait too long. And that ain't good for nobody.
Hell no.
Not a soul in that motherfucking house. You understand me?
Oh, somebody gonna get
that
hurt.
That bitch crazy.
So that damn sure. But I've gotten better with it because, like, now I do come to him with shit early. Like, anything, any problem, any shit, good or bad. Fuck, listen.
That's
we
right.
We need to talk.
That's right.
You know? So it helped me because then I was able to, like I said, the earlier I catch it, the calmer I could be talking about it. So...
But it's good that you know that and you work through it. I mean, I guess it's good that we have this conversation too. Maybe I have some takeaways by the end of
this. That's what I said. That's what I'm saying, right? And then far as me being inconsistent, with him, he don't feel like that's a problem for me. You know?
I don't either. That's why when you said it, I'm like, really?
But he's like, he feels what I'm saying though. He understands what I'm saying, but he just don't feel like that's a real problem for me. But, like I said, I feel like it is. So, I guess, somewhere in there, I'm going to work on it. Because, I get it where I like it and I feel comfortable.
Yes, yes.
I don't kill myself. Just don't kill yourself, Desiree.
I know, that's right.
That's easier said than done.
Ain't it though?
Because I be feeling like if I don't push that extra mile to kill myself, shit ain't going to get done.
And I'm going
to
feel bad. I'm
going to still be where the fuck I'm at right now. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. That's another conversation for another
day. I beat myself up.
I do too. Shit. I feel like some bullshit. When I'm like, damn, I ain't have to sleep that extra hour. I could have got the fuck up.
Get the fuck up.
You but then when you only getting 4 hours of sleep, it's kind of like, bitch, you needed that hour.
Her little curse or shit. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Girl, right just like you.
I know, right?
So, I don't know. Did y'all have anything to add, like, I guess, with your relationships with your children, your family, your friends, working relationships? I don't have nothing to add.
No, because, like, yeah, it don't fit into...
I feel like me and my kids solid, and everybody else don't matter. That's being dismissive. That's
well, no,
up,
my child has pulled me up.
You see the hand? Y'all can't see the hand. But
funny.
Get
yeah,
it.
No, my child has pulled me up. She was like, Mom, you yell a lot. Like, too much. I was like, girl, shut up. I've been yelling your whole life. What you mean? Now y'all act like y'all scared of me yelling. Get your life.
You ain't scared.
My baby hit the, she'll hold her ear like. And it's like, I don't yell, but it's like, I get like, stern, like, listen.
Mm-hmm.
And she be like, ooh, it's so loud in here.
I used to yell like, when, right, sis, oven, I get when the other youngin was in the house.
No.
But since he went back, I don't be yelling like that. They be, if anything, I come to him funny. I be like, look, little shawty, you better get up out this kitchen. Why you got shit on my counter? Call up with the what's up? They be like, Mom, look, Mom, my ass.
Sometimes I
gotta
flip the mode up. So yeah, you right.
Yes. But other than that, I don't think they, none of them, yeah, matters. Yeah. My kids are straight. When it comes to my toxic traits, I feel like it's My inner issues.
Your issues with yourself.
Yeah.
That they don't got
nothing
to do with
that.
That
doesn't translate to my relationship with my child.
Because, shit, if anything, I'm giving more to them. That's probably why I feel so inconsistent with my goals.
Yeah, you got nothing left for yourself. Goddamn kids say everything.
Chuck it for them.
Shit.
Man, every time we keep trying to say fuck them kids.
Every time.
Something else ain't really saying.
The tongue don't always, God damn it.
Shit. One day.
Fuck them kids.
So out of all your traits, is this something that you don't like about yourself or you want to change? It's like, I feel like parts of, like, I need to hold on to my assertiveness. That's not something that I want to let go.
And you should.
And yeah, it's like, man, no. It just sucks that people interpret it the wrong way. And it's not everybody, because the people that matter get it.
Mm-hmm.
But the vast majority of people that I come in contact with is just like, I don't know, if they're not used to a person like this, or I don't know, they just can't stomach
shit,
it. Or
I
what
think
it is,
assertiveness like, gets you through life, shorty. Yes. Like, because there's a lot of quiet, timid people scared out here to say stuff or scared to do what they need to do. Cause, and like, where are you getting? Where are you going? Nowhere.
Exactly.
If you don't get out there, say what you need to say, talk to who you need to talk to, do what you need to do, you're not moving. You're not going to
be that strong, black, driven woman.
Fuck that, yeah.
Doing what you need to do to get your point across, get shit done.
Yeah. I feel like that's true, though. I wish I had more discipline. Like I said earlier, I feel like I would be in a better position in life. Just better off, period. Not like straight to the T.
You mean discipline before or discipline now?
But all of it. I feel like if I had discipline coming up, I would be able to have self-discipline right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, I procrastinate. I get shit done. Because shit got to get done.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like the process to the finish line, that shit
takes longer.
I don't even be knowing how the shit happens sometimes.
Like, well,
I got
it's
here.
Done. Oh,
you know,
wow.
But it's just like, yeah. But it's like on the flip side, I think my lack of discipline makes me a great mom.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm able to like not be overly concerned about the specifics and like, my daughter is bomb and shit.
I know that's the fuck.
And
right.
It's like, I do feel like it's because of like my carefree personality and not having had somebody be so strict on me, and I'm not passing that along to her.
And it's working out great. You understand?
It is. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Hand clap for motherhood.
Motherhood, baby.
But yeah, that's all I got.
Well, I mean,
something you want to change?
Change, yeah.
Something you don't like?
I'm gonna have. Well, you know, I now have my medication to help relax.
That's right.
Well, my, you know, my nerves, and keeps me from being so snappy and all that extraness. Actually, it's been great relationship wise. It's been great relationship wise because he's been, you know, with me through the journey, and we've been bonding more. So it's actually been good, and I've been a lot calmer. Like, I haven't snapped as much as I usually would snap.
That's good, girl. Mm-hmm. You found something that works.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
I just be like, you know what? Give me two minutes. I'll be right back.
That's all I need.
Hold on. Let me hold on. So I can go get some sugar to put on this shit that I'm about to get.
Oh.
Hold on. I got to sweeten it up first.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah,
I need to change my shit. But like I said, it's going to happen.
You just speaking on this inconsistency that you think you got.
That I think I got.
I don't know. If I don't see it, he don't see it.
And she got fancy.
Something wrong.
Them Leos. Right.
You tripping, sis, because you're doing just grand to me.
Fancy. I'm just crazy.
Bible says, inconsistent as you are, maybe I'll be doing something.
Girl.
Oh, shit.
Now that's.
But like I said, I'm just harder on myself, I guess. So
I get that. We always are.
Absolutely.
We always are. So do you think any of your traits hinder or help you in life?
I think mine has hindered me at some point. So I probably could have been further along than what I am now, like career-wise and education-wise. So
I feel that.
Yeah.
Because that's what I said, too. Career-wise, if I was more consistent, look, y'all, then I feel like in my career, I would be a lot further off.
If I had to shut the fuck up. Oh. Then I would have been way further than what I am
I feel like God's timing is everything, though, sometimes. So I'd be like, you know what? Motherfucking J-Lo was popping it and shaking her ass at 50 years old, okay?
But I ain't trying to be just getting started at 50. And it's like, it's so
what's
bad.
What's that bitch name? What's the bitch name? One America's Got Talent over there in the UK. The bitch was old as fuck. Susan Boyle, I think. Yes, that's her name. The bitch was old as fuck. Bitch got millions. Millions!
I always think about that, though. Like, I feel like I'm old now. Mm-hmm. And like, bitch, I should be somewhere doing some shit right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, I am at a place where I have chosen to actively give myself time. I have a timeline, mm-hmm. but it's a broad one. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to get everything done in the next year.
Yeah.
I'm not going to stress myself out like that. But it's like,
that's the realistic.
It hurts me to, yes. It hurts me to think that I'm just going to be getting started at 50. Like, that's
at the height of
the game. And it's just like,
it's just old.
I don't
want to
be that
timing.
Person. Like, what the fuck?
Because
shit, I already been doing what the fuck I supposed to be doing.
I'm trying to get more of them in the mind frame of, bitch, you are what you look like. The fuck? Bitches walk around right now our age and
ooh,
got back problems. Sure. Okay? So, bitch, if you want to be 50 and you 35, bitch, that's fine. You can do your thing, bitch. But I'm going to feel like I'm 25 if I'm looking like I'm 25.
You feel me?
This dude that changed his age or some shit legally. And they was like, is that going to become a thing? Because now how you can change your gender, you can change, you know what I'm saying? All that, can you change your sex on your shit? Can you change your age?
I'm still going to die.
How I feel, right?
Oh, but it's like.
But it's still a feeling, right? You don't know how you're going to die. If you change your age, it's only how I feel.
Exactly. I might feel better about my timeline if I change my age.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm like, oh, bitch, I'll be 50. I'll be 36 getting out here.
That's how you feel.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm just saying.
Some shit. That's all I'm saying.
I have no idea. Like,
if it helps you or help what?
I don't know. I don't know.
I think mine helped me though.
Yeah, I think mine
did keep pushing me through.
Mm-hmm.
Help wise, I mean, besides the fact that,
or it makes you better equipped to handle life. I don't mean,
maybe
I don't
at times for this bitch, because if you
better,
some people gotta get that
help,
heat,
but it just better equips you for life's curveballs, shit that just gets thrown at you out of left field.
Mm-hmm. It helps me be able to deal with conflict. Cause you ain't about to punk me. What you not about to do?
I can see that.
Yeah. Yes.
Fuck that.
I mean, cause I get that because of how I look, you expect for me to act a certain way or be a certain way. Thinking, oh, well, she's probably prissy or whatever. No. Don't come over here trying no bullshit. Because then you're going to get that trait that can be deemed toxic.
I like what, the way you put that. Could right. Be can toxic. Be deemed toxic.
Shoot. We'll play with the people. I will code switch on your ass in a minute.
Code, okay. That shit.
That part right there. Excuse me.
So what has these, what have these traits brought to light in your life?
Probably not a man. Well, obviously that.
I'm not a obviously, well,
that I have them, that I got to work on that shit. I feel like we probably got more, but it just don't bother us.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all right. Like you said, we talk about inner.
What was that question again? With a what?
What has this trait brought to light in your life?
It brought the light that I don't want to be in, behind bars with four walls in the house.
Okay, well, with three hey, that didn't let you know how you need to be moving in.
Right.
That's move why, I, yeah, it brought that to light. So I know I had to ease up a lot. So, I've calmed down a lot, but I know that's one of the toxic traits that sits there that I could possibly resurface here and there.
Pop up
at any moment.
Well, I think for me, and I think this has just come with experience, I have a huge multi-dimensional personality, and I guess that's why people think that I'm intimidating. But I've come to realize that if the way that I'm put together strikes fear or jealousy or annoyance or whatever negative thing that people be trying to put off on me, mm-hmm. because of how they feel, mm-hmm. then it just lets me know that they not my people. Them not, that's not my person. That's somebody I don't need to be bothered with. And I think because I have that mindset, it just helps me weed through the bullshit real
filter
easy.
Filter shit out.
Huge, and it's like I just dimensional personality.
I just
freaking awesome.
Let it go.
That's nice. I like that.
Oh, thanks. Thank you for that. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well.
But yeah, it helps me see clear.
I can see
clear. And I don't have to like, I'm just a huge advocate for people being themselves. Mm-hmm. Be your true self. And if your true self is somebody that don't vibe with me, then I'm just not your person.
That's okay.
And vice versa. Yes. And it's like, but I feel like that's the only way you're going to build genuine, everlasting relationships. Is when you just being yourself and
that
not being phony
so
and
true.
Trying to be who you think this person is going to like or sugarcoat or trying to.
Hey, nobody got time for
no,
that.
No, no, no.
Nobody got time for that. Take it or leave it.
That shit will drive yes. me.
Man, like, what?
This is me.
And it's like, you know, sometimes, like I said, when I hear that, it really is like, you know, oh, damn, maybe I am doing too much. And I do sometimes second guess myself mm-hmm. and it's like, you know, then maybe I do need to chill. Maybe I need to go, I don't know, act like I got some sense. I always say that.
The fuck
but it's just
means.
Like, right? But then it's like, you know, once I'm in that space, I can physically feel that I'm like closing myself off or like I'm trying to be like this timid version of myself. And it's like, I am never one to make myself uncomfortable mm-hmm. to make you comfortable.
Right.
I'm not about to do that.
Yep.
But it's like, you know, it doesn't always, it's not always an instant decision. Because if I hear, especially if it's from somebody that I care about or look up to or, mm-hmm. you know, have a good relationship with, it's like when I hear that, it's like, you know, damn, all right, my fault, let me. But then after a couple minutes of sitting in there, I'm like, bitch, you tripping. Excuse me.
That's right.
I'm not about to. No.
As a matter of fact, bitch, you should be doing it.
Say.
You can't take a page from my book and get the dancing on your ass. Be like, fuck you and that monkey. Get shit what you talking about. You don't like it? Slide your ass to the left.
But it's, you know, that's easy when it's a person that I don't care. Mm-hmm. I'll show you are. But it's like when it's from somebody
that's
that
close.
I hold dear to me, it's like, what you're saying is valid.
Maybe I'll be like, pause, we'll talk about
maybe
it later.
I don't know. I wish you wouldn't say it like that, but like I have to take into consideration what you say because you mean something to me.
True, right.
And it like I have to self reflect. But then it's like, no sis.
This is me.
Yes, everything you're saying is valid. I will use that, but I'm not about to sit over here, cross leg in the corner. I'm not gonna do that.
Cross leg in the corner.
I'm not gonna do it.
Why that's how I be?
Nobody puts a baby in the corner.
Yeah.
Oh, we got one last one.
What is?
How have your quote unquote toxic traits helped you grow?
Again. Like I said. It has helped me tremendously. Cause like I've calmed down a lot. I think I had one little issue that made me be like, you know what? This don't let nobody get you that far out your box. Like you gotta really calm down. And how jacked up the world is now, like you can't even honk a horn at nobody before they shoot at your ass. Man, so therefore,
or start a movement to get a horns banned. Stupid shit like. No, listen, like it ain't happening.
Yeah, shit.
Everybody is over
picking and everything.
Like they started a movement to take cursive out of schools.
Crazy.
Like, you know what? We're just going to do away with this.
Lord Timmy couldn't figure out how to write his name. Karen started a movement.
Yeah.
Got the shit banned from schools.
Why they need it anyway?
True. So, yeah, it's caused me to calm down. Yeah. That's how it's really, really helped me change. Like I said, I ran into somebody who was like, oh yeah, I heard about you back in the day. Yeah, because I used to tell motherfuckers, bitch, you
I don't
can't
like
Google
shit
me.
Like that. Like, bitch, don't hear about
nothing.
Me.
Yeah,
my business. You don't know me.
Did
sis.
You know me then? No.
The fuck? Okay, and you probably don't know me now.
Don't exactly.
You come to me saying some bullshit like that.
But what you can do is Google me, bitch. To. That's what you can do. That's what
don't
I'm
even do that. Worry about yourself. Worry about yourself.
And what about me? But
my has taught me obviously how to communicate better.
Yes, communication.
Good stuff.
I'm all for that.
Gotta talk before you yell. Could you do that for me?
Talk before you yell.
Come on.
You better say
come
it.
Come on. Build it up at least. You feel me?
Because if I got to say it more than once, I'm yelling.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because I didn't get it out now. Yep. You know what I'm saying? I didn't been nice. I didn't.
No, you heard me the first time.
You damn right. You can hear. You can hear.
Yo,
you heard me.
Oh, shit. Yeah. She said you can hear. You can hear.
True.
But my inconsistency, I think that's just keeping me, I guess, on my game.
If you can find your own motivation through that, the fact that you don't want to be
like that.
Inconsistent, mm-hmm. like that's dope.
That's tight. Thank you.
I don't think that this is toxic.
It's not
because it's not hurting anybody but myself. But like, I have a problem with staying motivated all the time. Because sometimes a bitch be tired.
Yeah, I feel that.
And it's just because of life. Because of how my life is, was, whatever. Bitch, I'm exhausted. Anyway, ain't got shit to do with that.
I'm speaking six figures so you can rest.
Amen.
Yeah,
seven, though.
Seven.
But amen.
All over the hell.
But amen.
Get your toes wet.
Six
figures?
We speaking seven. Seven figures, nothing less.
Seven.
Yes, seven. You heard it.
Yeah.
You heard it. We ain't dipping no toes.
She trying to be
all
the,
that.
Want all
that shit.
She want them heirs. Them heirs.
Yes.
Millionaires. Billionaires.
There you go. Airs. I need all that. My kid and her kids and them kids after that.
How about that? Wealth. Come on. That's I was just talking about that.
That's what we on.
It was some shit.
But let me add my little tidbit before we wrap it up. All
right.
Come on with the souls.
I think, and I guess this goes along with what I just said about the last question, but because of my logical and indecisive mind, I can be very agreeable if I have the mind to be, because sometimes it don't even call for that. Sometimes you probably need to be dismissed. But because of that, I can understand everyone's point of view. Mm-hmm. I can take something from you, and put my own input in, and it's like everybody's right.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's ever going to be wrong in my book. I can understand where everybody is coming from. like with a clear mind. Mm-hmm. And I think that that eases a lot of undue stress in my relationships. Nobody has to ever be like, I can't talk to you because you're not going to understand. Mm-hmm. Or, like, I don't know. I rarely have those issues with people. And it's like, I'm just open to everybody's point of view and can understand it. And I don't know. It just makes for better working relationships. Not necessarily with work, but like making my relationships work better. For me and for everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's
some goddamn
good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Seem like we, you know, put a lot on the table today.
Yes.
And I know we ain't the only feeling bitches good. Out here feeling y'all, like
yeah,
this.
Yeah. Y'all bitches mm-hmm. know you got some traits, some toxic ass traits.
And if y'all can relate to anything that we said, I need to hear from you.
Yeah.
Maybe you could give me something that I ain't realized yet. Help me find a way to move through. I don't know, bitch. Cleaning the streets. I
don't know. Clean that damn street.
Yes. That's a vibe. Mm-hmm. Toxic traits. We gonna leave toxic in 2020.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's the wrong word.
That's the wrong
word. We're going to leave aggressive in 2022.
How about that?
What else we leaving in 2020?
Fucking inconsistency. We leaving whether y'all shit, got it or not.
We leaving that shit in March
leave that shit.
2020.
Yeah.
We're not taking that shit in April.
No.
I got to leave word vomit.
We are leaving that shit word vomit in 2020.
Leave that shit.
We not, listen.
Okay.
We not doing that. We're not doing none of that.
I disclaimer, in the event that I have a little bit too much to drink, oh, I'm giving you the business.
Oh, no, Lord.
That just tells me no drinks for this bitch. That's it.
No.
What'd you say?
Well, what have you learned this week?
Who first?
I just like beat up. Right, because you're learning today.
I learned that I'm about to get some generational wealth moving.
Hell yeah.
That's right.
That's please. Always a go.
Okay. I was like, let me see what I can get into. Because what we not about to do is be broke.
I'm not passing this struggle on to my kid. I'm not doing
it. Amen.
I refuse.
Yeah.
We
that's
are
not about to be her life.
Shit. And I'm trying to retire with some good shit set aside. Yeah. You gotta do that.
No, I was reading this. This little article I was reading, it was like, are you house broke? Well, house poor. Are you house poor?
Fuck that man.
Right. Meaning you almost, more than 75% of your money goes to your house. Like, you have no savings like that. You have no
paying your bills, father paying your bills.
It's just
mortgage,
all bills,
everything.
Mortgage, everything. So you get paid.
Oh, not necessarily house.
No.
Oh, all right.
Financially, like, pocket-wise, broke because you're poor because you're spending
the bitch,
all your
yeah.
money.
Yeah. What I have learned, though, is to pay yourself first. And I know it's easier said than done because you got to pay bills to live.
Yep.
But, bitch, even if you can only put $10 to the side, that $10 going to add up mm-hmm. over the course of the year.
Yep.
And if you stay consistent with it, you're going to have something there
mm-hmm.
as opposed to nothing. But, yeah, I have to pay myself first. And then, if I'm down to my last and the bill don't get paid, then...
Then you use that.
No, bitch, I don't touch that. Once it's there, it's there. I got to make sure that me and mine is good. My bills are going to get paid. I'm just going to have to go do something strange for a little change, if that's the case.
Ow. Jingle.
Ow.
But no. Yeah, pay yourself first. That's... I don't know. That's always been a good thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how small or big, pay yourself first.
Well, I have learned to always be a student, y'all. We got to keep learning. We got to keep growing.
That's something I learned. Mm-hmm. Meant to say that I learned something from a 10-year-old. I had never, you know, it don't matter what the age is when you learn something. You ain't never too old to learn.
Hell no.
I learned what a flexitarian is. I had never heard of this before.
Flexitarian, right.
It is 75% vegetarian and 25% like protein. So you eat like protein here and there like once in a while, but for the most part, most of your
protein,
diet.
Protein meaning meat?
Oh, meaning meat, yeah, meaning meat.
Shit.
Meat.
All right. Yeah, I mean, protein.
Meaning meat, my bad. So you eat meat. Every once in a while. Basically. Now, mind you, I learned this from a 10-year-old. And then I also learned from this little 10-year-old was that He said a kangaroo can choose the gender of its joey.
Oh my
God. I Googled all this shit after this because I was confused. I called this little baby a little walking encyclopedia. I said, well, excuse me, sir. It'd be random thoughts. He's so keep smart.
Random facts. Yes.
His mother say, I think he got a touch of autism. I said, well, shit. That's probably why he's so fucking smart.
Right. He's working in his
doing the damn thing.
That boy is amazing. Amazing.
I was like, could be open to that, being a student. And not that I think I know everything, but it's like, if I feel like I have to sit down and learn it, I'm resistant.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to somebody just bringing something to life for me.
To you. Mm-hmm. But either way, you still learn about
it. I mean, yeah, but like,
as long as you're not close-minded.
I need to be learning in a traditional sense of the word. Because there's a lot of shit I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff that I don't know about myself, my history, my culture, that I need to read and be active and put my mind out there to absorb these things. And it's like, I don't feel like that shit. That's always my thing. Whatever. Like, tomorrow.
Not today.
Do it on Monday. But it's like, you know, I'm just always hesitant. But it's like, you need, especially in this day age, oh my God.
Yeah.
It's only going to help you.
Whatever you do.
You opening a book and reading it's not going to hurt you in any way. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, I just, I don't know. I gotta be
used to read
better with that. I mean, I still read, but it's like the heavy. I read like self enlightenment books or stuff about my past or my people, and it's like when I take in those kind of books, that kind of literature, it's like I gotta sit down and pay attention. It's not some fantasy I can get lost in.
Mm-mm.
So it's like, I really have to be active in what I'm doing. And it's like,
actively reading.
I don't always.
Taking
don't
in that
like
info.
It. I don't always feel like being that structural or serious about it. Because it's like, my time.
Not today.
I was only like that in school.
But I got to get better with that. So that was that's a good point.
Yeah, it sugar. Is.
Push that on me. Hey. Don't force me. You ain't, but like,
you ain't never too
just
old.
Just encourage
me. Turn that vibe your way in.
Encourage me to be continue to be a student.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Forever. You gotta learn. So you, somebody always knows more than what you do. So
yes.
That's so good.
If they don't, you're in the wrong room.
Okay.
Okay.
Real shit.
Mm-hmm. That's for real. I don't want to be around nobody. They can't teach me nothing.
Amen to that.
Cause what you here for?
Okay.
What's your purpose?
You
taking up space.
Okay.
Even air.
You taking
even air. Stop breathing this, and get out the room.
Need this shit.
Hold your breath and walk out.
Wait, hold your breath and get out.
Quickly and reverently. Get the moving.
I don't know. Just, I guess, I don't know. I've taken time this week to just love on myself. I rarely get the opportunity to just be in myself, be with myself, and just take care of me. You laughing because I said be in myself. You's an idiot. Shit, whole nigga over here.
Yeah,
that's not
she
what
is.
I meant, my nigga. I knew it. As soon as I said it, I was hoping I was going to be able to just bypass it because that ain't what I meant.
No.
But no, I just sat with myself, and it's just like, you know, I have to just reaffirm and like just I have to say it to myself out loud that I love myself, I love me, I love who I am, I'm proud of what I'm doing. Like I had to encourage myself this week because it's been a week, but I don't know, I was mindful that it's like, okay, you can't sit and be down about nothing. We're not doing that. Okay. But yeah, that was my takeaway. That was what I learned. Hope y'all learned some good shit too.
Yes, learn some shit, please. It's time for the inspiration quote of the day.
What we got?
With self-love comes an awareness of your own toxic traits, even when those traits are rooted in niceness. And that's coming from Pinterest, from a user named Blessing Manifesting, okay?
Okay, Blessing Manifesting.
Yes,
thank
sugar.
You for the word.
Thank you very much.
That was a word.
That was a blessing.
Can I get that last part? Even when what?
Even when those traits are rooted in niceness.
Mm.
Ooh. Putting that sugar
that
on that shit.
Me.
That's what
you were talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm. That spoke to me. Yes. Take that, y'all. Use it.
Mm.
All right, y'all. So we want to thank y'all for listening. This has been another episode of Let Me Say This. And as always,
shine, black bitch, shine.
Peace.
Shine.